Hi, my name is Sophia, and I'm a student. Thanks for joining me today. Feeling undervalued or underappreciated at work is painful. Maybe you've been putting in extra hours without any extra pay or recognition. Maybe you feel completely unnoticed by your manager, and they could seem to care less about the work you're doing. Whatever the reason may be, go ahead and take a few moments to tell God about how you feel. Invite Him into your pain and the emotions that you're feeling, even if they're unpleasant. Whether you're feeling confused, hopeless, or angry, take a few deep breaths. Be honest with God and tell Him how you feel, knowing that He desires to hear from you. Ephesians 6:7-8. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. In this passage, Paul is encouraging slaves to work diligently to view their work as serving the Lord. Did you catch that? Slaves. How could Paul say such a thing to people who are by definition devalued and mistreated? It's because of the eternal perspective that Paul encourages them to have. Because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do. Our Heavenly Father sees and knows exactly all of the work that we do here on earth. Nothing goes unnoticed by Him. So if you are feeling completely overlooked or unnoticed, your Heavenly Father sees you and the work that you are doing. And when we work wholeheartedly as if we are serving Christ, He will one day reward us for our work, even if it's unacknowledged by others. Maintaining this kind of eternal perspective about work can be really challenging, especially in our everyday lives. Take a few moments to ask God to help you see your daily work as a way to serve and love God. It can be painful and frustrating when we aren't acknowledged for doing good work, and it certainly isn't right. But whether we receive the proper recognition from other people or not, it still should never become the primary motivator behind our work. If it does, we run the risk of serving earthly masters instead of our Heavenly Father. Ultimately, our desire for approval can only be fully satisfied in God. He continues to see us, value us, and will one day reward us for the way that we approach the tasks that we have been given. Take a few moments to ask God to examine the motivation in which you've been working from. Have you been searching for approval in anyone or anything else other than God? If so, take a minute to confess that before Him and ask Him to renew your desires to serve Him wholeheartedly through your work. Finally, take a few moments to imagine that God is watching you work today. Imagine Him seeing you and appreciating the work that you're doing. Father, thank you for seeing me, even when I don't feel seen by others at work. Even if I don't receive recognition from others, remind me that you see me and value the work that I'm doing. Help me to work wholeheartedly as unto you, serving you and loving you through my everyday work. I ask that I would not work from a place of looking for approval from others, but that I would work in such a way that honors and glorifies you. Amen.